Popular YouTube debunker and science journalist Potholer54 is willing to openly fabricate things that never happened in order to avoid admitting that he did something wrong. In a discussion we had about the Clovis First debate, when I cited a paper, Bluefish Caves 1, his response was, "Ah, finally a source I can read. Now I believe I see what you think is my error, but it seems to be an error on your part." Obviously, he read the paper, right? And for the next couple of days, he played pedantic word games, asking the same questions over and over with different wording, and I would answer over and over with different wording. Eventually, somebody showed up on the thread and asked for some clarification, and Potholer said, "I don't have a copy of the paper, so I asked him where in the paper it says that artifacts were found." So which is it, Potholer? Did you read the paper and catch me making a mistake that you can't quite seem to put your finger on, or did you not read the paper, and that's why you kept asking me the same question over and over again, changing the words? These are mutually exclusive. One of these is not true. Obviously, one of these statements is a blatant lie.